the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello everyone. Welcome to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Vijay and with me here is Dr. H. Dr. H, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a great morning to be alive, and the sun is coming up here in California, so it's going to be another beautiful day.
Oh, well, that's terrific, because we are having the rains here in New York.
Oh,
but,
right.
But the colors here, the four colors are spectacular, spectacular. And like you said, you know, you get up every morning, you are so grateful. I am so grateful, you know, that you're just blessed to have another day. It's wonderful. It really is.
That's one of the things living in the desert, you know, in Palm Springs. We have lots and lots of sand, and there's not too many, you know, trees that change. We go up higher up in the elevation to the higher mountains, we can get that. But I remember, though, when I lived in Florida, and I used to go into, even with southern Georgia, there would be a change of the season with the flowers and the leaves and the colors, and I love that area. So you guys, where you live, it's almost like a rainbow of the year.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the pleasures of living here in the northeastern part of the country. But, you can only enjoy this so much, you know, of the nature and environment and everything if you have your health. And, I thought that, Senator Raines, last week, brought up some very, very pertinent issues concerning the healthcare reforms and that's going around, the debates that's going around in the Senate and the Congress bodies, and what the issues are that's confronting each one of us. You know, if you don't have health insurance and health care, you know, it's very, very hard to enjoy your life, you know, especially when you're down with ill health.
For our listening audience that's listening to today's show, thank you for listening, and we have a great guest later on. We'll be talking to him for the rest of the hour. The thing, though, is go to our archive. Go to Kiss Your Life Hello, our archive from last Wednesday. Listen to Senator Omar Raines talk about health care reform. He explained it so simple, because I get totally confused. I try to watch the different shows, the different stations. I try to get the internet information, the news and all that, but it totally confused probably like me and 50 gazillion other people in America. But the way he explained it, Vijay, was that it was so simple that I understood it. And the power that this is something that we absolutely, absolutely need. So, people, listen to our show from last week. Just go through the archive, and it would be from last Wednesday, which would have been, what, the 21st of October?
Yes.
And Dr. Senator Raines. A powerful program, powerful.
Yes. So, I mean, we've been very blessed to have some very wonderful guests who are very, very notable experts in their field. But, you know, people are so consumed here by, you know, the healthcare debate. And, and you have information brandished right, left, center, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to have someone just to guide you what you need to look out for and, you know, what's the real information out there. But speaking of information, Dr. H, I understand you have something very special to share with us today.
Yeah, this is a pretty good article. Again, this comes from the Wellbeing Journal, and Scott Miner has an excellent magazine called Wellbeing Journal, which you can get at any of the health food stores. You may be able to get it at Barnes & Noble, too. It's the national magazine. But first, though, I've been using that Nasal Pure, the people that are advertising with us, especially because of the flu season, between the Nasal Pure, which just takes like not even 60 seconds, you know, to clean out the nasal passages. It's a very, very gentle way. You don't have to turn your head upside down or stand on your head or anything like that. It's a very gentle way. and also using the Zeal AZ. You know, I wrote a book on zeolite, and I wrote a book on viral immunity with humic acid. If people want more information, they can email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. This article is pretty cool. It's called Solitude and Community, and sometimes there's a little confusion on that. It says here, until we find joy in our own company, we will not be good company. I am not always happy with the company of others, but I am also not always happy with my own company. This was this Dr. Noah, who wrote the book called The Journey to Greatness. He says, there is a time to run for one's own company, and believe me, I understand that too. My mind can be a very dangerous place, so I have to run from it sometimes. And one feels compelled to run from it. Determining when to choose solitude or company is a challenge at times. Much can be accomplished in alone time, in thought. And you and I have talked about meditating, so it's so, so important, even if it's just for a couple of minutes.
More I think that's important.
More so than in taking action and become exhausted. But once the solitude has fed you and inspired you, I love this part, it is then you seek companionship and the joys that come from interacting with others. We find ourselves in solitude and also all others. You'll have to like yourself in solitude ultimately rather than run from yourself. This is a very, very powerful. I mean, the article goes longer, but I like the fact, though, that we are a community. You know, Scott Peck wrote a book called, you know, Living in a Community. And we've lost this in America. We've lost this ability, and we end up isolating. We end up being the lone wolf type of person, and we need others. I'm a huge, huge believer of relationships. I'm a huge believer of intimacy and being close with people because we need each other. We need ourselves, and yet we need our others. And I love the fact where the article says, Dr. Vijay, about spending some time by ourselves, thinking through, meditating, just relaxing, because I really believe, and I know you do too, all the answers that we look for on the outside to everybody, to gurus, to doctors, to scientists, to research people, all the answers are inside us, and we just need to listen.
You know, I think it's so important. And you know, Dr. H, you know, we're both long-time meditators. But I just want to share with our listeners that meditation is such a natural way to health. And some of the benefits, as you said, you know, practicing meditation, I mean, the obvious ones are the decrease in the rate of respiration. You have improved blood circulation and relaxed heart rate, you know, lowered blood pressure in cases of hypertension. It's so natural, you know, very easy to learn techniques that you know, that will apply in your life. And of course, then there's reduced muscular aches and pains, especially headaches sometimes if people are prone to headaches. You have also increased rate of healing in patients or individuals who are recovering from illnesses. And most important of all, there's reduced stress and reduced reactivity when confronted with, you know, very stressful situations, you know, at the mental, emotional, and physical levels. And I think those are very, very important things that we are facing in the current times. So spending time meditating, you know, I always encourage our patients and everybody that I meet that, you know, we need to learn to meditate twice a day, 20 minutes twice a day, and then also to have time for solitude, just, you know, being with yourself and being comfortable, you know. So, yes, and we feel very strongly that, you know, and speaking of meditation, you know, that's just solitude. That's, you know, part of your exercise of, you know, also being mindful. Now, this is very interesting. Did you know that there is also neural evidence of how just mindfulness meditation, for example, also can change the structure of the brain? When you talk about mindful meditation, Dr. H, you know this. It's like it's just very simple, and especially you have to be, you know, you can start with solitude, but it's anything that you do. But you focus in the present by observing, you know, any of the sensations and thoughts as they arise. And it is apparently known to lessen the amygdala's hyper-startle response and activate what we call the ventral-lateral prefrontal cortex. What actually all that scientific jargon just means that there is a delayed or significantly lessened activity in the amygdala when one is confronted with stressful situations, as well as, you know, more activity in the prefrontal cortex, and that supports, you know, the idea that, you know, we'll find more creative ways of dealing with stress. Isn't that wonderful that if you just be mindful of, you know, when you're eating, when you're walking, just stay present, you know, so you can do all your activities, you know. Part of it is solitude and observing what you're doing, and part of it is, you know, you're out there in the world.
that's one of the most difficult things for us to do, is to stay in the present, to stay in the now. Even though, you know, Eckhart Tolle wrote the book Now, and there's a book many years ago came out called The Precious Present. But it's so difficult for us to stay in the present, the now, because the mind wants to chatter and says, well, let's go in the back, let's drag up old stuff, let's go through the future and let's have some fear. But if we stay in the present, in the now, the mind is clear. And I love the fact what you said before about exercising. I never thought about when meditating is exercising the mind. Just like when I go to the gym, you know, I'm exercising for my body and for my immune system. But meditating is exercise for the mind. I like that.
Well, it's also important that, you know, when you talk about exercise, that's also something, you know, everybody has some things that, you know, it's hard for them to take on. And for me, for several years, was doing regular exercise, you know. More and more right now, you know, you have to have people and your friends and family supporting you, especially when you find an area of your life it's good for you, but you can't do it or you don't want to do it. And researchers have found that when, you know, for example, chronic pain, back pain sufferers exercise appropriately, they experience pain relief. And, you know, their quality of life improves. So the more regular exercise, the better. And so it's not just, there goes my dog here, my mascot, Warner Runner. He's getting his exercise of the vocal cords. As the listeners know, we have a Weimar runner in the office here, and he is great when the UPS truck rolls by, and he runs out, and he's right in the moment.
He says, Mommy, somebody's at the doorbell, right?
Oh, absolutely.
When we were talking about exercising, just the fact of, it's not so much that we have to go to the gym 3-4 times a week, you know, which I do. I've been doing it for many years. It's just the fact of just going for a walk. Sometimes just a good 20-30-minute walk, you know, in the evening or in the morning, clears the mind. I've even meditated. I mean, I have to be careful where I'm going, but I can even meditate as I'm clearing my mind, as I'm walking in the morning or in the evening. I'm also getting the exercise, especially after dinner. I'm getting the exercise, and everything is just working back into its own system. So it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be doing, you know, become gym rats and we have to be doing aerobics for 3-4 times a week. Just a simple little walk is so simple.
Right. Light or moderate exercise, you're absolutely right. And I was astonished to find the data that if you just do 30 minutes of light walking every day,
right,
seems to provide the most positive results in research. And it just means that, you know, what it happens is, and I don't know if you know this, Dr. H, you probably know this, and our listeners probably know this, but light to moderate exercise boosts our body's natural immune system by circulating what we call the protective cells throughout the body faster, mm-hmm, and it attacks and eliminates, you know, the bacteria, kills the viruses, the fungi, and, you know, in the immune system, you know, there's the infection fighters that we call natural killer cells, NK cells, and macrophages and immunoglobulins and white blood cells that are produced in the bone marrow, lungs, and spleen. They have a cleanup effect on foreign invaders. So another theory is that, you know, that the increase in body temperature when we exercise can actually inhibit the growth of the bacteria. So, you know, that reduces the amount of bacteria, you know, bad bacteria that's in the body. So that's why regular exercise is so important, you know, and it's a very good thing that, you know, people help themselves, you know, find friends and family who can motivate and encourage you. You know, especially when you don't want to do something. But you want to tell us about the guest that we're going to have, our very, very special guest that we are all both excited about, Dr. H?
Oh, absolutely. He's a very dear friend of mine. I've known him for a bunch of years. His name is Paul Gonzalez, and Paul will be on the show when we come back from our break. And Paul has and had a syndicated radio show that was actually out of Tampa, Florida. Actually, I think it was out of his house, and he'll talk about that when he comes back. But he has interviewed so many people, and, I mean, we're talking about top-shelf people. He even interviewed me one time, and I was so honored, you know, to be on his show. But Paul will talk about a lot of his guests and the fact that, I'm a name dropper. He talked to Jimmy Carter, one of the presidents, and some other doctors. Okay, I hear the music in the background, so we'll go to our commercial breaks, because these are the people that pay for our show, and we love them all, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. H. That's me, and Dr. Vijay, that's her. And we have a wonderful guest this morning. You probably thought this was a dog show with our dogs barking. My dog was barking, too, just before the commercial. So we let her out, and she's going to run around. And Dr. Vijay's dogs will run around, and they have fun.
They're happy campers, Dr. Hayes.
They're happy campers, right. Anyway, I have a very, very dear friend of mine, Paul Gonzalez, which I'm going to introduce. He's a great gentleman, a very, very gentle giant, I call him, from Tampa, Florida, who's had a syndicated national radio show that's been on for many years. And he has so many people that he's interviewed that, as I mentioned before, the commercial, that to me is their top shelf. Paul, welcome to our show. We love having you, and you're on, kid.
Hello, Dr. H. Hello, Dr. VJ. And you want to hear something really unusual is I had you on the speakerphone, and your dog, Dr. VJ, barked, and it woke up my two sleeping dogs, Lacey and Buster. Lacey's a golden retriever, and Buster's a Boston terrier, and they couldn't figure out where that dog was coming from.
Well, Spartacus, Weimaraner here has got a deepest bark that I know. He'll wake up anyone fast asleep.
Well, you know what's happened is this show has gone to the dogs.
Uh-oh, wait a second.
That's terrible, I know. I was really impressed with what you said, both of you, at the top of the show about it being a beautiful day in New York with the leaves changing and a beautiful day in the desert out in Palm Springs, and it's also a beautiful day here in Florida. And I'm so impressed with the attitude that you have, and I share that mindset with you. Every morning I wake up and I count my blessings, and it sounds, you know, trite It sounds like a cliche, but it's very important, you know, to get a perspective, in my opinion, on your life and what you have to be thankful for. If you will run down all the things that you can be thankful for, it's going to give you a much better positive attitude for the rest of the day.
And your body says thank you very much because it's helping build up the immune system. So even that way, there's so many different ways that we can build up an immune system. It doesn't necessarily have to be exercise, nutrition. It could be the positive thinking, like what you just said before. So let's be some name droppers. Throw me a name that people would know, and how did the interview go? It's always neat to be on the other side to say, okay, how did you do, Paul?
Well, have you ever heard of Deepak Chopra?
I think I... Vijay, have we heard of him?
Yes, I know him.
Isn't he one of the guys that wants to be on our show, but we put him on a waiting list?
Well, you know, of course, I, like many people, am impressed with his work and whatever, but I'm also very impressed with him as an individual. Something happened one time that really impressed me. Many, many years ago, we had a terrible accident here in the Tampa Bay area. A big windstorm came up, and it caused a ship to run into a giant bridge, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. I know you might remember that, Howard. And the pilot of the ship, hit the bridge, and it knocked cars into the water, into the ocean, and people died. And the man who was the pilot of this, even though he was found to be, you know, without cause, I mean, it was purely an accident, was a guest on my show one day, right before a live appearance by Deepak Chopra. And after Deepak was on, he said, "Could I talk to that gentleman who, you know, the man who's suffering so much?" And he gave him some advice and counseling. And the pilot of the ship called me several times. He says, "You know, that Dr. Chopra checks up on me and calls me to make sure I'm doing all right, and it's made all the difference in my getting over this terrible tragedy." Well, you know, that's a pretty impressive thing for a person to open up their heart and their time to a stranger.
Hmm. That's very powerful. That's something I didn't know about Dr. Chopra. Now, didn't you have one or two presidents on your show also?
One president, President Jimmy Carter, mm-hmm. and I found him to be a real gentleman. I was very honest. I try to be myself when I'm on the radio, and you guys sound the same way on your show. But
thank you.
I told him before the broadcast, I said, you know, I have never met a president before, much less interviewed one. And he said, "Oh, relax. It's okay. Put your headsets on, kick back, take your shoes off if you want." And instead of talking solely about politics, and we did talk about some of the political issues of the day, we talked about life itself and Carter growing up in Georgia and learning how to fish when he was a child. And it was a wonderful interview, and he made me feel comfortable. It's usually my job as the interviewer to make the guests feel comfortable, and this was the opposite.
You know, that's an interesting thing, because I think it was about a month ago, Paul and Dr. H, you know, one of my favorite channels on the TV is the Food Network. And I was just switching on, I think it was a Saturday morning, and there was this thing with Cooking with Paula. And Paula is a chef, a very well-known chef. She cooks southern dishes, you know, especially from Georgia. And guess who was a guest on the show? President Carter and his wife.
Wow.
Rosalynn Carter. And it was so delightful to see him put on this apron and says, you know, chef in the kitchen, or big chef or hit chef. And there he was cooking his favorite breakfast, you know, the Brits and I forget what other things. But he came across as a very, very warm person, and, you know, so did his wife. And there they were, you know, fixing up the meal and chatting with Paula. And they had a wonderful time watching them.
Oh, they're lovely people, and my wife met both of them in a different context. She wanted to meet the Carters and went to their church in Plains, Georgia. And the deal was, if you go to the church service, then you can have your picture taken with the Carters. And so, my wife got a picture with her and the two of them. They're nice people. They make themselves available to the public.
Well, what impressed me, and what has impressed me since he's been president, I'm showing my age, is that he's one of the few that have been so down to earth. Yeah. An ex-president, very down to earth. I mean, he's back in there with his hands in, you know, in the soil, just being like, you know, like the rest of us there. I'm sure he probably has his Secret Service manual following him and Roslyn too. But the fact, though, that he's just a Georgia farmer and a really nice guy. I bet you the interview must have gone so smooth just back.
Oh, he was a gentleman, and you know, just like the dogs barking and things on a live show going awry, even with the Secret Service people there and everybody, the cleaning lady walked in. She just had to meet President Carter. And instead of getting upset, he got up out of his seat as a gentleman, and he said, "Hello, ma'am, and sure you can have my autograph." And he had an extra, he had a number of his books, and he autographed a book and gave her a book, and she was so happy, you know.
Mm.
He's definitely, regardless of how one's politics are, you have to admire someone like that, who actually has done more, in my opinion, after his presidency than he did when he was in office.
Yeah.
Public service with the Carter Center there in Georgia. But it's a wonderful thing. It's a real honor and a wonderful thing to have the opportunity to meet a lot of famous people. I've always felt very lucky in what I've done for a living for all these years.
Who would you say, okay, here we go from way out in right field, who would you say would have been your strangest interview?
Strangest. Boy, that would cover a lot of territory.
Don't mention my name now.
By the way, you were always a very good guest, and I have to say, excuse me for changing the question around, but Howard, you used to say, or Dr. H., you used to say a lot of things many years ago on interviews that are now very popular, mainstream. You used to talk about trans fatty acids, and now you see that no trans fats in this food on the grocery store shelves. But the strangest, one of the strangest interviews, as I recall, was with Edgar Casey Jr.
Wow.
I never had the opportunity, of course, to meet Edgar Casey because he died 2 years before I was born. Now I'm telling you my age. But Edgar Casey Jr. told me about all the strange things that would happen with his father. And it was quite amazing, you know, when you think about Casey dying in 1945, he was talking about meditation, for instance. You were talking about meditation at the beginning of the show. All these things he talked about in the 1940s are now common knowledge with people throughout the world. He was far ahead of his times, but the strange things that were related in that interview were, I would say that was a weird one, but also a very interesting one.
Paul, explain to people who, I mean, you and I and Dr. Vijay know about Edgar Casey, but explain to our listening audience that they may have heard that name, but they don't know who
and what he is. Well, Edgar Casey was known as the Sleeping Prophet. He would he would go into a meditation or sleep or whatever you want to call it, and ponder on certain things, including people's illnesses, and he had the strange talent or gift or whatever you want to call it, of diagnosing people's health problems, minor and serious. And he was, like, very accurate. And he also would come up with prophecies of things into the future, of course. And I'm not a person prone to superstition, but I think Edgar Casey really had a very special gift. And I encourage people to read about him and some of the things he said many, many years ago that have come true today.
Hal, Dick, and Vijay, we need to get Edgar Casey Jr. I would love to ask a lot of questions. But I
think you would enjoy
through
it, and they still the Edgar Casey organization is still in existence. And
out of Virginia, I think.
Yeah, Virginia Beach, and you
Virginia
can
Beach.
Get it on the internet. In fact, I was just at the website a little while ago checking out some of the things that they do, and they're into a lot of natural health ideas and whatnot.
Okay, well, I hear the sound of music, Dr. Vijay.
Yeah. We'll take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll continue with Paul on some of the amazing interviews he's done with some amazing celebrities of our time. Stay tuned with us.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Netty NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Netty, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and with us, Dr. H and I, we have Paul. Paul, tell us some more about some of the amazing celebrities that you've been interviewing. What was one of your most surprising moments, to put it in an interview?
I think one of the most surprising moments was when I was interviewing Rosa Parks. I think both of you probably know who Rosa Parks was, the lady who refused to give up her seat on the bus.
Oh, yes, right.
And basically one of the catalysts of the civil rights movement. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet her in person. I did a phone interview with her. But it was so surprising how humble she was. She was a civil rights worker. Mm-hmm. But what surprised me is when I asked her about, you know, what was going through your mind when you decided to, you know, not give up your seat and start this whole civil disobedience campaign, she said, I was just tired and I didn't want to get out of my seat.
And there lies the historic truth of a defining moment in American history.
Yeah. She has no idea that she that of her place as an icon in civil rights history. And that surprised me, you know. I didn't expect that.
But, you know, it's just tiredness, you know, like the way things go on sometimes you just take a stand and, you know, whether you're physically tired or mentally tired, you're just tired. You know, why are things going on as it is? So I can relate to that.
By the way, I have to say I really enjoyed your interview, the two of you, your interview during the summer with Bernie Siegel. I had had him on as a guest, And you guys just did a beautiful job. I really, really enjoyed that program.
Thank you. You know, what I was going to say, we never know how we're going to leave a footprint on this earth, do we? I mean, with her just saying, I was just tired, no more, no less. And we go through life thinking we're not that important, or sometimes we go through life that we think we are too very, very important, and in just being humble and just being ourselves, we leave these footprints. It's beautiful.
Well said, Doctor. Well said.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's see. We had the strangest, we had the most unusual, we had the most impressive.
How about Chicken Soup for the Soul? That was a wonderful series of books.
Yes, yes.
Mark Victor Hansen, one of the authors of those, came by the house and did an interview with me, and I really enjoy that whole idea of giving people inspirational stories, again, back to feeling good about ourselves and having positive thinking. Another behind-the-scenes little thing that I find really funny is I just live in a regular little neighborhood here in Tampa, and it's not uncommon for a limousine to pull up and people come out and come into my house, and sometimes a TV station, the local Fox TV station, will come out and take a live shot in our front yard. And a lot of people think, what is going on there? They don't realize that this little house is a radio studio broadcasting from Florida all the way out at times to Hawaii and the Virgin Islands and all over the world. It's very unusual. But Chicken Soup for the Soul was that series I thought was really great.
He's done a lot of series like that for the Chicken Soup for the Mothers,
yeah,
for the Queens, you know, for baseball. I don't know if that book is out. You know, it's inspiring, and there's nothing stopping the human spirit. But I know Mark Victor Hansen personally, but Paul, what was your impression of just speaking with Mark?
I got
rejected by 146, I believe it was 146 or 144 publishers.
At least
nobody wanted to take the series up.
He's got so much energy, as you know. I mean, when he walks in the room, it's like the room lights up. I just love to talk to him. And the next time you see him, please tell him Paul Gonzalez said hello. He might remember me. It's been years since I interviewed him.
You're so right. He's got a million watt smile, and he radiates so much goodwill and, you know, kindness and compassion and a real bear hug.
Yeah. Oh, I just was really, really impressed with him. Dr. Raymond Moody was here one time. He's the guy who wrote the books about out-of-body experiences.
Right. Yes.
And he was a very interesting person. And a lot of people that were not so famous were also wonderful interviews. You know, not only the famous people are great, but some of that are not so famous. Like there's a gentleman who lives in Kentucky who writes books about home remedies, and some of them are just really wonderful, natural things that really help. One time I had a sty on my eye, it's kind of scratchy and feeling funny, and I'm thinking, well, what do you do about something like that? And the home remedy guy said, well, just take a wet tea bag, not a hot one, but a wet tea bag, and put that on your eye, and that'll make it better. And I figured, oh, yeah, right, I'm going to sit here with a tea bag on my eye and look like a fool. Well, I put it on there, and you guessed it, in about 10 minutes the sty had completely disappeared. And I thought, wow, you know, some of the old-timey country people in this country have, and not only this country, but countries throughout the world, have some really good folk remedies.
Now we've gone through the extremes from one side. Let's go through the extremes the other side, and you don't have to mention any names. But what subject, or what topic, or what person did you have on, without mentioning a name, you don't want to, the most boring?
Oh, I had a couple of people. I just thought it would be a humorous and funny interview, who claimed they were aliens from outer space, and I thought, you know, this should be, you know, a humorous kind of an interview, and basically they were con artist, for lack of a better word, that they were trying to sell some kind of jewelry that supposedly had stones from space, and if you wore this jewelry, it would make you improve your health. And I had to shorten that one down quite a bit. Thank you very much for coming by today, and have a nice day. Goodbye.
Well, don't give them our phone number, please.
But you get some, you know, you try your best, but at times, Murphy's Law.
So, quick question. What was the interview, not just surprising, but, you know, what was it about, you know, the ordinary people, not just about natural therapies or what they had to say, what was it that that really touched you, you know, like really made you want to cry?
That's a good
one.
That's a tough one.
That is a difficult one. I'm trying to think. I'm usually not the guy without an answer, but
yeah, I noticed.
It's hard to say. I think one time I was interviewing a guy talking about the power of prayer, Dr. Larry Dossey, and I remember his telling a story about someone who was on death's door who had people pray, and I think that kind of brought a tear to my eye. I mean, it was a very touching story. It's hard to say. That's the only one that comes to mind.
Well, I remember that, you know, we as part of the research and, you know, what we do with the Jiva supplements, we're always interviewing people and testimonials and, you know, people who are really ill and then they make it back to life. And, you know, it always, something just touches you. My God, the courage and, you know, the strength of the community and, you know, just prayer and, you know, it's just grace, you know, that keeps this person alive or kept this person alive. And, you know, that's a purpose. So I can relate to that. We have moments like that very, very often.
I think for us, when we had John James on a couple months ago, the grieving process, and I mean, that really, for me, that really touched my heart. And he's going to be on our show with his new book, When Children Grieve, and that'll be the latter part of December. That's something that's very, very powerful. So I think we can identify with that. Touch of hearts and a little sadness and a lot of tears.
Oh, yeah, particularly when you consider, you know, people who go to hospices and,
sure,
and dealing with that. And, of course, I've dealt with that with my parents, and it's a difficult thing, and people need to express their feelings
right,
and talk about it because it's part of life.
Hmm.
Indeed. I get a lot of pluses out of doing all these interviews because I get ideas for things to help myself. I was kind of on the fat side several years ago, and I went on the Atkins diet, and now I'm not fat anymore.
That's right.
So
you had Dr. Atkins on your show one time.
Pardon?
You had Dr. Atkins on
your show. Oh, yeah. And, you know, what a strange... A strange thing that happened in his life. He was, from what I can understand, a pretty healthy guy.
Yes, yeah.
And he didn't invent the Atkins diet.
Correct.
From what I understand, he read it in a medical journal and used it on himself. But the real irony is he was healthy and whatnot, and he slipped on some ice and hit his head and died of a brain injury. You know, and of course, a lot of people who don't know how he died says, "Oh yeah, look at that, the Atkins diet. If it's so good, why?" Dr. Atkins not with us anymore. But I found it to be a really good diet, except I just cut down on the fats. Just, instead of eating all the bacon, I'd rather eat some chicken or fish or whatever.
You know, Paul, thank you so much for being on our show. And
thank you. I had a blast. This was just wonderful. You guys have a wonderful show, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're going to go into break, and when we come back, we'll run this section of the Kiss Your Life Hello. And so tune in.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. We had Paul Gonzalez on our show for the first 45 minutes, which was really, really great. He's a great guy, Dr. Vijay. When I first met him, he had called me up because he had I think he had a copy of my ADD and ADHD diet book. I think that's what it was. And then we've just made a connection. And every time I came out with a new book, you know, I would send him a copy, so I'd be on his show. But he also, he didn't talk about some of the celebrities. He was very good friends with Steve Allen. He was very good friends with Ernie Kovacs. Now we're aging, you know, myself with all this. But they had some television shows that were very, very, very popular. So he, not only does he know the ex-president and a lot of the doctors and authors that we run around with, but he also, in Hollywood, a lot of celebrities. So we didn't get a chance to talk to him about some of the dirt about, you know, some of the Hollywood people like Ernie Kovacs who's passed away and, you know, and Steve Allen and Jackie Gleason. So he's been around for a long time. I would love to see if he can get a syndicated show going again. He's a great guy, great, great guy.
Well, it's interesting because people only see one facet of a celebrity or a well-known author or something. They don't, you know, sometimes you don't get to hear about what their personalities are like and, you know, who they are and, you know, and you're touched by all these little stories, especially, you know, when they touch us emotionally, you know, and the incidents in their life, like Deepak Chopra reaching out.
Yeah.
You know, the person that was, you know, hurt. And, you know, it's things like that that give us an insight into people's personality. And sometimes you have all this paparazzi and, you know, media saying one thing about the celebrity. And sometimes it's nice to know that there, you know, there are humans out there, too. Very nice.
So speaking of Hollywood, you know, there's a new movie out. I think it's supposed to come out either next week, somewhere around the first or second week of November. I believe the movie's called 2012. And, you know, you and I know about December 20th, quote-unquote, 2012, and there's a lot of controversy and what's going to happen, what's not going to happen, and hopefully we can have some people on the show that will pretty much, you know, tell the truth with all this. But Hollywood has taken it so far that they're showing this movie as just being the end of the world. Then somebody had sent me some information stating that whether it's the producer, the director, or the studio, I'm not sure, but
the people that are put together this movie of 2012 is having a lottery that if you win this lottery, they're going to have a underground community that you can live in there.
Oh, my God. That's so sick.
So what we need to do, we need to bring people on a show. There's a movie, I think it's supposed to come out in about 3 or 4 months, called Shift of All Ages, and it's going to talk about 2012 in a very gentle way. You know, personally, if you're going to ask me, if people are going to ask me what's going to happen, I don't think too much is going to happen. I think possibly the astronomers talk about, you know, how the planets and the sun are going to be lined up in the middle of the Milky Way, and that happens every 26,000 years, mm-hmm. and the global warming, but we've already done our bad stuff to the Earth, so I think it's just a matter of time for what...
It can only go up from here, you know, only the positive things.
Right. And I believe that, you know, that we're going to go into a higher level of consciousness, and I think the shift is already happening, but it's not the end of the world. It's not devastating. We're not all going to die. And I wish Hollywood, and I wish people that are listening to our show, you know, stay with us, because this is the information that we're going to give out. Don't get caught into the Hollywood hype, let alone buy a lottery ticket to see if I'm going to exist in an underground thing. But I'm going to try to get the producer of the Shift of All Ages movie to come out. It's a documentary. It's about a Mayan elderly gentleman from Guatemala talking about, you know, what's really going to happen. The Mayans did not have a calendar saying, okay, December 20, 2012. That's not what the Mayan calendar talks about. It talks about the changes that are happening between next year and 2012. I think the Christian calendars would put together the 2012 December 20th type of effect, and that's what people are going for. So please listen to our show, and in the future, the next couple of years, we're going to have people on the show talking about what's really going to, not so much what's really going to happen, what the possibilities are. And it's all a positive. It's not a negative.
Oh, absolutely. There are many of us who believe that. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why you and I have been passionate about the show, Kiss Your Life Hello, because, you know, it's so many positive things. Like even Paul brought it out, you know, during his, Paul Gonzalez brought it out in his interview that, you know, if you give blessings and you give thanks to everything that's out there, and, you know, yes, there are negative things out there as well, but stay focused on the positive. Stay focused on what's working right for you in your life. What's, the natural remedies, or whether it's what's going on in the current situation in your life. Be present. You know, what we were talking about, mindful, it's not just mindful meditation. You know, you don't just have to meditate on it, but, you know, just be mindful of being present to what's going on in your life so that you can cut through anything that causes fear and greed and, you know, anger and brings out all the negative qualities. That's not a good place to make a decision from. It really is not a good place.
You mentioned those two.
Thought about that.
You mentioned those two words.
Ignorance.
Excuse me. You mentioned those two words, fear and greed, and that's what's happening with society. That's what's happening in politics. That's what's happening, you know, in the medical business. That's what's happening in this world today, fear and greed. And if we can stay out of that if possible and have faith and love what you said at the beginning of the show, stay in the present, stay in the now. There isn't any fear when we stay in the present.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you find yourself shifting, because, you know, we get pulled by the media, we get pulled by, you know, even people, authority figures like doctors and, you know, unfortunately, you know, banking or your financial giant, you know, saying something negative, you know, just stay focused that, you know, you make the right decisions based on, you know, that, you know, you are being positive, you attract positive things in your life. And for any one of us, you know, who have gone through life, you know, there are always going to be ups and downs. So you have to have a balanced view. And the more you can bring this balance into our life, you know, that's how you can look at life day one day at a time, one day at a time. You know, so we look at a lot of things here in our show, Dr. Hitch, to dispel a lot of the, you know, misconceptions. And, you know, when we catch something that's in the current news, for example, whether it's in medicine or health or, you know, finance or relationships, you know, generally just life, we try to bring a focus to it, you know, to bring you back into focus, bring you back into balance. So having said that, do you want to talk about who's our next week's guest?
This can be really interesting. I wish I'd have seen this book a number of years ago, because it has enlightened me in regards to macular degeneration. Macular degeneration, you know, they have either the wet kind or the dry kind. I'm going to leave it that way. Dr. Samuels, a young medical doctor, I believe he's an ophthalmologist, wrote this book called Macular Degeneration. very, very powerful. And I know statistics are like 15, 20 million people have one form of either the wet or the dry. And it can be overcome. It really can. It's not a sentence where I'm going to be blind. I've worked with people in the past. That's why I wish I had this book many years ago, because I've just learned recently by reading his book on how to improve the fact that people with macular degeneration can overcome it.
Right, and the fact that more than 2 million people are at risk of losing their sight to macular degeneration, and millions more, like you said, you know, in the U.S. So the prospect of not being able to have your sight to see your beloved, you know, grandchild or your significant other or your wife or your husband or family members, and even just the landscape, or not to read a book, anything, you know, it's very daunting. So I encourage all our listeners, please tell your friends and family, listen to the show and listen to what Dr. Samuel, Michael Samuel has to say about macular degeneration. How can we take better care of our eyes? So having said that, this, we want to wish everyone a very, very pleasant and happy and blessed week. And we will talk to you again next week. Goodbye, everyone.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.